Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or perhaps you just want to better understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about the head-scratching toil of inventory.
Let's try that again. This week, we are going to talk about the incredible party time of inventory.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the incredible toll. Okay.
Well, listener, you can choose your own perspective on inventory once
Poison?
You've been through the ringer. Or party.
Mm.
Or delicious dessert.
We'll see. We'll see.
So, inventory, what is an inventory?
So, inventory is the process of knowing and maintaining how many copies of each book you have in your possession, and hopefully using that data to determine things like when reprints will be occurring, when how much longer your current stock will be good based on the movement of inventory, and things like, you know, predicting newer books' sales rates based on previous books' inventory turn rates.
So there were two inventory topics I had in mind to talk about. You might have more. One is knowing where your inventory is, so that fine art. And the other one is knowing how much inventory you have, which is an even finer art. I would say both of these are really more your bailiwick.
Yeah, I would add to that, how did this happen? I feel like that was my overarching...
How did what happen?
That's my inventory topic. That would be like a header in the book.
Inventory. How did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways... So as your editor, I would ask you to specify what you mean by this.
Oh, I would put an exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark after that header.
And then as your editor, I would come back and say, again, what does this mean? This is why...
Right, inventory.
Usually somebody else edits, Joe.
Well, but you see, this is why it's under the chapter title of inventory.
How did inventory happen?
How did this happen?
How did this mess happen?
It would be redundant to say, how did inventory happen? Because that's like, sort of, if you're really getting stuck on those kind of fundamentals, you're in the wrong place.
So how did this happen?
That is the number one question when you sell something and you can't find it.
I see. So it needs like quotations around it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We can work this out in
quotations
in line edits.
Fortunately, the book's already done, so there's nothing to argue about.
So when we sell something and can't find it,
apparently there is something to argue about.
How did that happen? What are the main reasons why that could have happened?
It was put in the wrong place.
Mm.
It was... The inventory figures were wrong. You know, if humanly possible, which, let's face it, it's always humanly possible.
Your inventory can always be wrong.
Shoplifting, shrinkage, that kind of thing. Somebody borrowed one, somebody put one on their desk, somebody, you know, things like that. That happens far more than you would like to admit. Or it's just misshelved, or
something else is put on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, somebody lost track of the alphabet and or filing system in a momentary disruption of their mental capacity.
Also, computer error.
Yeah, computers made by humans make mistakes, if only for that reason.
So, what are the most important things for publishers to do to avoid the dreaded inventory error?
Every time you make a mistake, learn from that mistake. Do not let a mistake go unlearned from.
What What is a good system for storing your inventory so that you can always find it?
Shelves.
Shelves. It's true. And then, like, alphabetical order.
It's your predilection. I mean, it depends on your size. At your very small size, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Your muscle memory will indicate where you last touched it, saw it, and your brain will make up the rest. In a middling size, something like the alphabet, in, you know, once you get to the point of having over 1,000 or 10,000 or more titles, then you really need a much smarter system and, like, a lookup database to say, okay, we sold a copy of this book that we never sell. Where is it? How do I find it? Where did it go? You know, we used to store a lot of our inventory sorted by subject, and then rapidly that became an unreliable and terrible system because that system was not serving the most common use, which was somebody bought every copy and we couldn't find them.
So we used to, at least, it used to be our practice every year, we would take a week over Christmas or New Year's, and when we weren't getting a lot of orders and when the store was closed, and we would do a big comprehensive inventory of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually was a pretty good system for a while. Do you want to talk about how that worked? No.
Well,
it worked well. It took a lot, though. It was like everybody would get together who could come in and spend hours every day counting until it was done, and we would buy everyone pizza. And
yeah.
But then we got too many books.
Yeah, eventually you get to the point where doing a thorough, proper inventory would require everybody doing nothing else for a week or two, and that, it's just not an efficient way to do inventory. We learned from Ryan, a supply chain expert, that smarter companies than us, which I guess we are now a smarter company than us, how does that even work, do their inventory in pieces based on the things that they sell the most of versus parts of, you know, like doing a little piece at a time rather than doing the whole thing at once.
I mean, is Ryan available for in smartening other publishers to become smarter than us?
Uh-oh, we're about to be left in the dust.
I mean, that's up to Ryan, but yeah, so my friend Ryan Wilcoxon, who works in supply chain management, came in and taught us a better way to do inventory, as well as many other things. It was awesome.
Yep, and that was a nice day well spent of looking at how people do things, how we do things, and then doing things better. The point of the matter of inventory is to be able to store what you have, find what you're storing when you need it, and not have the dreaded time loss of, I know I have this, but where did it go?
Also, inventory is what really taught me about the pitfalls of selling t-shirts.
Yep. Sorry, t-shirts. I loved you so much for so many years. But success really did away with you. The one thing we haven't really talked about is that most publishers outsource inventory storage once they have more than, like, 4 books, you know? And the reason for that is because it takes up a lot of space. Most people don't have room for it in their house or in their office. And, you know, it seems theoretically cheaper to move it into a third-party warehousing fulfillment center and or distributor, which I guess is also a third-party warehouse fulfillment center. But, you know, think again about the pitfalls of inventory, which is knowing what you have, finding what you need when you need it, and never really getting tripped up in either of those two things.
Enough said.
This has been A People's Guide to Publishing, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosmpublishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.